Sheriff Johnner, I know that, you know, news broke of things that, you know, things that are going on in the sheriff's department, and we visited a little bit before the show this morning and decided to maybe address some of the things going on and with Carson Kwan. Yeah,
for sure, that sounds good. I mean, one of the things that we've always strived for here at the office, and I think that your listeners would attest to that because they see it in the media, whether it's good or bad, and that's that we're always going to be transparent as an elected official. That was one thing that I, both times that I ran for this office, that we were going to concentrate on, and that when we make mistakes or do good things, we're going to let the public know, because the public expects from us to, you know, that we're going to be accountable when we do make mistakes, and I'm sure they want to know how are we going to react to those? Are we going to be able to hold people accountable and move forward? And so that's really important to our office. But yeah, this latest string of things that we have going on since July is, quite frankly, from my statements that I put out, mm-hmm. are extremely upsetting. And our whole organization is very disappointed. I mean, we've got a large organization here, you know, over 235 employees, and we've got a lot of people that come in here every day and go out and do the right things, and they work hard and they believe in that. They take an oath to serve and protect our communities. And you know, when you have large organizations, you're going to have some people from time mm-hmm. to time that make mistakes, and I'm certainly not making any excuses for it, because I would be the happiest person in the world if I never had to deal with another personnel issue the rest of my time in this office. But I know that that's not practical. But these latest things have crossed the line of being criminal in nature, and that's where we look at it and go, okay, this is not good, and this cannot be tolerated. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're at. We've got three people that made some very bad mistakes, and at this point now, they need to be held accountable. We need to see the criminal justice process through, and just like anyone else would in our community, if they made these same mistakes. These individuals are going to have to answer to the same. So, but these things have rippling effects through our organization. I mean, you know, this information comes out with these allegations, and people see that. But there's a lot of things internal now, right, that we have to deal with. We have to deal with number one, making sure that our staff is okay, mm-hmm. The ones that are trying to do the right things. But in the case of Carson Kwan's incident now, where he's got an outstanding warrant, right? There's law enforcement that need to go and apprehend him. That's not an easy thing for them to do. You know, we always look at things of, you know, safety. You know, we don't have any indication that that he'd be violent towards law enforcement, but mm-hmm. he knows, you know, how law enforcement operates. So we have that. Then we have our staff at the jail who knows him, and he's got it's a Cass County warrant, so he's going to need to be brought to the jail. And you know, our jail staff is you know, they're professional,
yeah.
But now you're dealing with a person that you worked with for a couple of years, and those aren't easy things. So
no, that would be hard.
Well, and I think, Sheriff, you bring up a good point too. You know, we talk a lot about others' mental health, all of this kind of stuff all the time. This could have happened at any other job. Now, I understand that the scope of law enforcement, you guys, first responders, etc., you're held to a higher standard, you're under a greater scrutiny. But the public also needs to understand that there are, just like you said, 250 plus men and women that have come there to do the right thing every day,
yeah.
follow the letter of the law, and mm-hmm. their morale is important, and they shouldn't be held for the mistakes of someone else.
You're absolutely correct, Ronnie.
No, and first off, like, you know what you mentioned, Ronnie, you're right on when you said that. We, you know, we're held to a higher standard, and you know what, we should be. I would never disagree with that, and I 100%, 110%, agree that we should be, because we are given, you know, we're given a lot of discretion and authority that we carry out every day. And man, if we're not held to a higher standard and people can't trust us, we can't carry out our duties. So the public should hold us to that. And when we do things wrong, they need to be, they have the, the full right to know where we made a mistake, why that mistake was made, and what we're going to do to make sure it doesn't happen again and get better moving forward. So, but like you said, I mean, I've got patrol officers out this morning that are going out and interacting with our community, with community members, the public, and they're angered by this. They're embarrassed by it. It's not easy for them. So,
That's just too bad. Like, they shouldn't be. You know, I wish they weren't, because they shouldn't be.
Just because one person made that kind of
choice,
it doesn't mean that everyone else that wears a badge is that kind of person. It just doesn't.
No, but when but more questions obviously come up because we have three people, right? And it was our intention in getting this information out. Because we have three incidents. Obviously, the incident that occurred in July, that person was terminated in July. They're not an employee here anymore. We've got several months that have gone by, but they worked here at one time, and the acts that happened when that person was here, or when they worked for us, happened when they were here. So, you know, we want to just make sure that, number one, we can be transparent with this, but then as an organization, get this information out. Obviously, you know, you guys and I are visiting this morning. I've got several other interviews I'm going to do today. The people have reached out to me and they want to talk about it. And we're going to work through the day today, and we're going to let people know what happened. We're going to let them know how we plan on moving forward and kind of the process of accountability and professionalism. And then I'm hoping that we can put this behind us and continue to move forward and be progressive and be professional like we've been trying to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I there's a couple of questions that I would have too. Now, I'm sure, and you know, if there's something you can't talk about in the processes, I mean, certainly let us know.
And
but
we understand that.
When the hiring process, when candidates are selected to potentially be an employee at the Cass County Sheriff's Office, there is a thorough and extensive background mm-hmm. check and vetting process that happens, correct?
Correct. And actually, Carson, he worked for two other law enforcement agencies before he came to us.
Yeah.
So he had already worked for a couple other agencies. But, yeah, our process here is very thorough. It takes several months to work through our process. You know, it includes, a criminal background inquiry, a financial inquiry, personal and past employment, meeting, talking with references, and we still do a polygraph. There's a lot of agencies that don't, and typically when you do polygraphs, that's where we catch a lot of nefarious activities if people are involved in them. In fact, we've had people admit to things in there that... that we've had to follow up on in a criminal nature, as weird as it sounds.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's an extensive process. It takes several months to get through. There are a lot of people that don't get hired here. I shouldn't say a lot, but there are some people that don't get hired here because of that process. So I feel like, these types of situations, one of them, the person had been here for 18 years, Carson's, he had been here for a couple years. So you've got a range of experience and time on the department where these different acts have occurred. And so you really look at it and try to figure out, like, you know, where we might have missed something. But I think when I review it, I don't see that that's the case. I think it's just the decision making with these
individuals.
You can't predict some of these behaviors, unfortunately. Most certainly, if we could, we would take the appropriate action mm-hmm. at that point.
Well, and then the other aspect of it, Sheriff, as well, and I appreciate this, and you've said it throughout the interview, once you are notified of any of this type of stuff, it is, you know, the fullest extent of we are cooperating with North Dakota BCI. We are doing that. We are following every, dotting every I, crossing every T to make sure everything is done the way it needs to be done, a full and thorough investigation. And if criminal charges are warranted in the case of former Deputy Quam, then, you know, it's done.
So I have a question about that, and I don't know. Okay, so now with Quam, when you were contacted by the BCI, he resigned, right? Once you started talking to him, visiting with him, questioning him?
Yeah, so we could go over that process a little bit. I think that's important for people to know. So as mentioned in a lot of the media releases and information that's been out this morning, I was notified by BCI that they were, you know, opening an investigation into him. Before that, we didn't have any prior knowledge that he was involved in anything.
Mm-hmm.
So they notified me and told me that they were opening up an investigation. We didn't have any internal investigations going on with him at that time. And so really, when I'm notified of something like that, we are going to totally steer clear of it so that we do not have any sort of bias in that investigation. And so, yeah, I mean, it was just a matter of, hey, tell us what you need from us to work through your investigation. We're going to fully cooperate with you. We want to make sure that you can do your investigation and feel comfortable doing it with our organization. And so that was, I was notified that on the 12th. There was some period of time there where some arrangements were trying to be made with BCI and being able to interview Carson, and that take a few days to set up. And so that first initial interview occurred on September 17th then. And sometime during that interview process, he notified us that he was going to resign that same day and then resign from the agency. So it was all within, you know, again, being notified on the 12th, 5 days in between there where they were trying to set up an interview time that worked for everyone and it could be done safely. And then when that interview, that day that the interviews occurred is the day that he notified us that he was resigning.
And Sheriff, am I correct in assuming that when something like this happens, pending an investigation, someone is pulled off of their duties somehow in administrative capacity or something like that while that investigation is taking place?
Yeah, that would be the case. However, again, this investigation is still active and ongoing.
Okay.
And you know, and obviously charged out now, but being reviewed by the state's attorney and different things. So, mm-hmm. But what I could tell you on this one is the reason for the 5 days in there is that, like anyone can imagine, you know, he worked for our agency. He was a law enforcement officer, and so there was a period of time there where BCI was trying to figure out a strategic way that they could conduct the interview without, you know, tipping their hand to anything.
Sure.
And doing it safely because he was a law enforcement officer. And we obviously understood that, right? And sometimes when you're, you know, it's not easy to interview other law enforcement officers because they know some of the tactics.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to make sure that they're done safe because we didn't have any indication that he would try to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
But he's, you know, he's a law enforcement officer. He's got access to different weapons and things like that. So there was a period of 5 days there where I was working together with BCI to try to get that strategically set up where he was not aware of it. So if that makes sense.
Wow. Yeah, it makes complete sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I certainly, I know the public does as well, but I mean, I certainly appreciate the transparency that you've given us today. And you can hear it in your voice as well. And I hope the other members of the jail staff, the other members of the agency itself, the deputies on road patrol, I hope everybody hears us today because you can hear it in your voice, Sheriff.
I mean,
you are,
it's weighing on you.
You are committed to ensuring that your department protects the public, serves the public in a capacity in which you're supposed to. And people out there that may have some morale, you know, they're feeling a little bit down this morning, they need to know that we do support them.
Mm-hmm.
And we are here for them as well. And we do appreciate your transparency. You know, when you discover there's been an error made, you do your best to fix what's going on and make sure the people that need to be are held to account.
Yeah, we have to do that. We have to be able to gain that trust back, right? We have to have that trust work with our community. So, but yeah, this is a tough thing, and not just for our organization, right? This is a, you know, we don't want it to be a reflection of all law enforcement in general, but there's officers out there, Fargo, West Fargo, in our area here that are working, and this, you know, we don't want these things to reflect on the whole law enforcement profession as a whole, but sometimes they do. And so it can be hard for those other agencies as well. And so, yeah, I mean, at this point, we need to regroup here as an organization, which we'll most certainly do. Like I mentioned many times this morning, we've got a lot of good people here, a lot of professional people, and we'll most definitely move forward and still serve our community at a high level and get this thing figured out. So.
Well, and the phrase that comes to mind for me, you know, with great power and authority comes great responsibility, and it certainly sounds to me like you take that very close to the heart. And so we appreciate what you do, Sheriff, and your staff each and every single day out there for us.
And we appreciate, too, how you are so transparent with the community, with things that are going on.
Yeah, that's, like I said, that, you know, that's something that we strive hard to do, because I think that the public needs to know this information. We can't sit here and not comment about it.
Right.
And because we've got people make mistakes, and we need to own up to it and move forward. So.
All right. Well, Jess, try to have a good rest of the day and rest of the weekend. Again, we just appreciate your time, and be safe out there.
Yeah, thank you, guys. And yeah, anyone else traveling out there today, make sure that you you travel safe and give yourself some time to get to where you need to be. And you know, obviously our staff is out, and we'll help anyone who needs help. But hopefully everyone travels safe today.